Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives and our life in general. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and where it's -5 degrees. And I am joined by my two wonderful cohorts from New York. Mark?
Mark Waltz, New York City.
And Anne?
Anne Ortley, New York City.
It's
It's 75, 76 degrees here today.
Whoa,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, how lovely. Or scary, or both.
Scary.
And
yes. You've got big snow in Montana again, right?
We do have big snow, and we have amazing amounts of cold. And hopefully, it's been a pretty mild winter, so a couple of -5, -10 nights aren't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the NRA's chart tonight to look at.
Oh, cool.
And what a time in history. I think the astrology of the moment is so fascinating by how it's coming out. We've got that lineup of the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Neptune, and Chiron all in Pisces. And one of the things you think of with Pisces is the victim. And we have the voice of the victim. I mean, we have all those planets. Venus is about to conjunct Neptune. It is today and tomorrow. Mercury will then conjunct Neptune, then the Sun conjuncts Neptune. And the voice of the victim is having students walk out all over the country and, you know, walked in to talk to the president today and is putting big political change. But it's interesting that speaking the truth and walking are the two most, you know, important comments to this, because Mars in Sagittarius, which is the anger through walking and speaking the truth, is squaring all that victim. Like, we are not going to stay a victim. We are going to walk and speak. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. It's fascinating. I think this is like a pivotal moment in the culture's history where we're going to not have, it's going to shift everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's been a real shift. And there was, you know, this is a quiet time as far as the Sun is concerned, and it's hard to get a revolution going when the Sun is so quiet. But there was a big solar flare right after the shooting.
Eclipse. There was a shooting.
Yeah, the shooting. So we have the double eclipses, and then we have that solar flare that kind of gave energy to the surge of change. It's really been interesting.
Well, and if you look at it with the U.S. chart, Mark and I did it in the Access group on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We had the eclipse was right on the U.S. moon, and the Mars was right on. I like the Sibley chart, the 5:10 at night.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Mars was right on the angle, and the moon in
beautiful.
The energy is in the eighth house, which is a lot
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
children and
mm-hmm.
not willing to die anymore. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's these kids were raised on Columbine.
Right.
And so they were raised with school shootings as part of their childhood, and they're kind of like, you know what, we're done. It's their Me Too movement.
Right. They called it Me Next? Is the movement,
mm-hmm.
is the hashtag.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, I hadn't realized that. Okay.
Yeah, and is that the voice of four planets in Pisces?
Yeah.
Me Next? Yes.
Me Next. Am I going to be sacrificed next?
Mm-hmm. And I refuse to do that.
Mark, tell it what you said. You know, you did the thing about drinking and smoking and stuff in the meeting on Tuesday.
Well, to make this cultural shift, we have to examine the images that are, and the really mythological images about how guns and gun violence are cool
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and entertaining mm-hmm. and wonderful. And I was remembering that 20 years ago, it was cool to be smoking cigarettes on
mm-hmm.
TV shows, in the movies, in the commercials, and we've pretty well got rid of that.
Right.
And that's what has to happen. It,
mm-hmm.
it has to be no longer, you know, a cool thing to blow somebody away with your AR-15. But right now,
right.
it still is.
It is. And
turn on the TV any evening, and you'll see all these assault weapons. You know, and you have a problem, you
shooting.
Just blow somebody away.
Yeah. Right. Have a shootout.
Yeah.
Do your Clint Eastwood impression.
But what makes me optimistic is we were able to change that about smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer considered cool. Well,
right.
In certain groups, it sort of is. But basically,
mm-hmm.
we say, oh, that's too bad, you're addicted.
Right. It's a little ew. And when you look at somebody else, you find them, if they're smokers, it's like, well, could I love them anyway? They're going to stink all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very different shift.
But similar
and also,
to the NRA, similar to the
mm-hmm.
NRA, the big tobacco, was
mm-hmm.
very busy getting people to think that smoking was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very busy. On many
very
levels.
Busy.
And, you know, that got put aside. They were told you can't do that anymore. Can't advertise to kids. Advertise on, you know,
yep.
TV at all.
And, you know, many people from the NRA that quit, many veterans that left it said, you know, 20 years ago, it was about responsible gun ownership. It wasn't like pro-gun lobby, everybody get assault rifles. And that there's been a real shift within the NRA way to the right and beyond responsible to gung-ho, so to speak. And I was looking at the NRA chart, and we don't have a time of day, but the NRA was born on November 16th, 1871, in Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, before assault rifles.
Right, a little before assault rifles.
And before Glock pistols. And,
yes,
know, a lot of these,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting, someone sent an email in about a person that they think is going to jail and is in real trouble, who has a very interestingly similar chart to the NRA. But the NRA chart is a Scorpio, Moon, and Capricorn, of course, control issues, but it's got a Mars-Saturn exact conjunct at 6 degrees 58 minutes of Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
What was that chart again, Heather? November what?
It's November 16,
mm-hmm.
1871.
Okay.
In Fairfax, Virginia. And I'm
got
doing it for noon because we don't know what time, but we know
what
during
time.
The business day
mm-hmm.
it was
yeah.
put in.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that it has Venus square that Mars-Saturn conjunction. But Mars-Saturn conjunction, and it's where Mars is exalted and Saturn's in its rulership. So it's a very strong conjunction. And Capricorn in general, what I've noticed, is honor is really important to the Capricorn. If it is trying to be honorable and responsible, it's a beautiful leadership. When it gives up honor and responsibility, it can be the worst.
Yeah,
that it's a very important place for them to hold on to their sense of integrity. And without that, they fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get much more macho than the two masculine planets of Saturn and Mars conjunct and in their strong signs.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
if you do it for noon, it puts them in the 11th house of group. That's one reason why I went with that time. And that would put the moon around 19 degrees Capricorn. So Pluto, you know, if it was a few degrees either way, Pluto's been going back and forth over the moon of the
mm-hmm.
NRA. And and that is going to create some really interesting shifts. The progressed sun for the NRA is at 21 degrees, and it's about to conjunct Neptune by progression. So we're going to see some real identity shifts over the next 2 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. could provoke some thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Sun Neptune.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Lots of thoughts and prayers. No money, hopefully.
Well, and also, what's the vision of our dream? You know, what do we want?
Right.
I mean, kids, you know, I was saying to Mark, we got raised ducking under our desk, putting our hands over our neck
right.
in case of nuclear attack. And,
I remember that.
And these kids, you know, 19, the first school shooting was right as they were born with Pluto and Sag, the
mm-hmm.
Columbine Massacre, you know. And now it seems
mm-hmm.
like every week, every day, there's there's something going, some shooting going on. Mm-hmm. And I think our job is to say, what's our vision of our country? Is this what we really want? Mm-hmm. And I love these kids saying, you know, we had guns drawn on us. Don't go telling us this isn't about time to talk about it.
Right.
We're going to talk about it now.
Yes, we are going to talk about it now. And, you know, there's a big difference between killing early young kids and killing teenagers who have a mouth on them.
Yes.
And, you know, they said, you think you were afraid of women with a hashtag. Well, teenagers with cell phones are really going to get you.
Good.
You know, they can organize and get out in the streets immediately. There's been walkouts all over the country today.
Well, I thought it was fascinating. One of the guys goes, one of the comment, you know, the conservative comment,
mm-hmm.
Oh, these kids don't know how to do stuff. I'm like, oh, no. Don't go saying that to them. Clearly you haven't been a teenager in a really long time.
Right.
You would say that they, you know, there's no way they can organize a national protest. It's like, yeah. They were raised
especially
on social
not-
media. Yeah.
And they've already had the Clooney, Oprah, and Spielberg have all donated $500,000 to the march.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've got a huge war chest to work with.
I'm glad to hear teachers pointing out that
mm-hmm.
with all the stuff coming from the conservatives, they're saying, you know, we want to put armed patrol in all the classrooms
uh-huh.
and all this kind of thing. And the teachers
uh-huh.
are saying, wait a minute, there's no room in the budget for crayons and
uh-huh.
drawing paper, but you
right.
can put, you can, suddenly you have the money to put armed guards in everywhere.
Right, and you're going to ask me to get armed when I might be shooting one of my students if I try to shoot at this guy, and, you know, you don't pay me enough to wear Kevlar.
Exactly.
Right.
So
that's
what it's. That's what it's coming to, and I think the charts are showing it too, that we're having as a nation to decide what are our values.
Right.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, there is money for something. And it's a question
mm-hmm.
Well, they whip it out when it's military, but they have trouble when it's for child care, child health care, or for crayons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have
mm-hmm.
donated many a reading to friends, kids, schools for paper supplies for the kids.
Right.
You know, when they're doing
crazy
fundraisers to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's like,
yeah.
Not right.
And I just also noticed that the progressed Saturn of the NRA is at 20 degrees of Capricorn, with Pluto sitting exactly on its progressed Saturn, squaring
mm-hmm.
the progressed Sun. So
do you think
we
should warn the NRA that they're having a Pluto transit and they should watch out?
No, I think we'll just let them find that
out. We'll just let them have it go through the old-fashioned way where they go, what the
mm-hmm.
hell's going on, man?
Yeah. No, you heard what they said about the kids. They say the same thing about us.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone else posted,
you know, you thought 13 years old was old enough, 15 years old to to decide whether or not they should date Roy Moore, but you think it's too young to talk about gun control. It's funny
right.
that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think it's going to be an interesting process
mm-hmm.
all across the board. And
yeah,
I think the Republicans know whatever they do, it's going to be pretty intense. And
right.
interesting, the another example of a Saturn Mars in a different sign. The question we got from someone who apparently is on an investigation team, and this is a chart of somebody who is being investigated for sex trade with young people, and this is January 24th.
Wait, let me pull up my stuff.
Right.
You're going fast, Heather. You're good, but you're going
sorry,
fast.
Sorry.
No, no worries. We're good. January 24th.
Mm-hmm. 1956.
1956, yep.
At 3:30 a.m. in
mm-hmm.
Hackensack, New Jersey.
And what's the question?
And is this person about to get... you know, they've been working on an investigation around this person and sex trafficking, and are they going down? Is basically
the January 24th person is a sex trafficking person?
Yes.
Okay.
How they got the time, I'm not asking, but that is the story. Now, they have Saturn-Mars, that Saturn-Mars, same Saturn-Mars conjunction as the NRA, which I've known many, you know, when you think of that opposition, that conjunction of the opposition, it's how does your sense of responsibility and your desire nature work together? And conjunct,
right.
They can work together in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't play, if you ignore the responsibility, and there's Saturn, Mars in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is supposed to be the truth speaker, but like in Donald Trump's moon in Sagittarius, if they stop speaking the truth and they drop the truth, then, boy, that they lie better than just about anybody I know.
Yep.
And this person has Saturn, Mars in Sagittarius, right near the ascendant, and that's, you know, work Saturn works Mars sex trade hidden in the 12th. I mean, that's one way it could be put, with people that are underage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's square again Venus. It's the same interesting pattern that you get.
Right, and they have the moon in Gemini on the south node, so it's not
mm-hmm.
the first lifetime
mm-hmm.
they've done it in.
Right.
Moon in Gemini. It's also in the seventh house, and Gemini
mm-hmm.
Is answering to Venus, Mercury in Aquarius retrograde
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the house of the 12th house of undoing of the communications. So they've got some pretty interesting indicators with the Sun Uranus opposition too. They're a rule breaker. They're not
mm-hmm.
necessarily looking at it. So what's going to happen in a couple of months?
Mm-hmm.
Uranus is going to go into Taurus and square their Uranus at zero. Leo. And at the same time
mm-hmm,
that happens,
mm-hmm.
Mars is going to be on their sun. Mars
mm-hmm,
is going to go back
mm-hmm.
and forth over their sun Chiron all summer. So it's
mm-hmm,
probably going to
mm-hmm.
go down around May 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Uranus in the fifth house of children, squaring Uranus in the eighth house of sex, and
mm-hmm.
getting a hit from Mars, of course, in Aquarius on the sun. So that would be the time frame if they're going to get caught when it would
mm-hmm.
happen.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how
they break
the
rules, huh? Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, they're
to see
a rule breaker.
Unfolds.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so they like to break the rules, and that's what they find fun, you know. So,
and
but
Saturn,
that Uranus
right,
shift is big, huh? Because
yeah,
it's going to pick
is.
Up the, you know, they've got Uranus square Neptune in their chart, Neptune
mm-hmm.
Scorpio on the 0 degrees. So when Uranus hits that, he's going to blow that up. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
Neptune's in the 12th house of other people's children, and solar arc Pluto's on that Neptune. So
mm-hmm.
if they go down
mm-hmm.
in March, then the trial will be next May.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
But I would watch March 14th as the time for when they're going down.
And
so.
Their progressed Mars at 17 Capricorn. Pluto's going has been going back and forth over their progressed
mm-hmm,
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn has just entered their second house.
Yeah.
Which usually means you have to really tighten up your finances, especially
mm-hmm.
if it's all going to legal issues.
Youth and legal fees, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
They're progressed. Yeah. And so
it
how
does look
the
like they get some,
hit their
they
chart?
Get some
the
mercy
question,
if they turn. Huh? Pardon.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Heather, if they're looking for get them to turn against whoever else is running it. So
mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
if this person turns, that will help a lot.
Right,
and they are a Sun Uranus, so they could conceivably turn against the person who's running the trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like trying to flip the drug dealers.
Right, and with Neptune, the 11th house, you can have very spiritual friends, or you can have drug dealer friends.
Right, right.
Right.
One of the things that I noticed was that I don't see this as you said, you know, they can turn on who else is running it. I don't see this person as being a particularly good leader, but more of an opportunistic person.
Yes.
That was either talked into this or just found easy money or just took advantage of strange situations, but not someone who planned to go into nefarious business,
mm-hmm.
you know, but didn't get out in time.
And where are you getting that from?
I don't see any leadership in this chart. It's very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, Neptune in the 11th house can also be really influenced by their friends. There's a Jupiter-Pluto conjunction up in the ninth house, but it's not in a and it's in Leo, so that it's the desire to be leaders, even though it was retrograde. But it still feels like it's something that other people, that it was just easy. That Venus in the third house just got comfortable. It happened, and it worked. So they kept going on with the scam, with the illusion, with the imagination, rather than with coming clean with it.
Yeah, I think with that Uranus Neptune, I'm looking at that as a little more, little darker.
Yeah, well, that definitely has a dark side. I don't think that they're an innocent talked into this. I just don't think it was their idea first.
No, not necessarily their idea first.
But I think you're absolutely right that they may know people who are high up in this process and be able to take it down.
Right, because especially in a lot of cases, there's rings of this going on.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. But I thought it was interesting that we had two charts tonight with the same configuration of a Saturn-Mars conjunction square Venus. One was a person doing nefarious deeds, and the other one was the NRA also doing nefarious deeds recently.
Well, or just, working for their own interests to make money as opposed to thinking about what happens to the people that run into their energy.
Right.
So if we say, you're running into the energy of a gun and you're dying, and, you kind of go, wow, I had a friend who was a psychic, and she had a guy come in. She used to take, now she only does referrals. But she's a really good psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And she had someone come in, and she realized, she said, I just signed that guy's death warrant. And the guy goes, yep, you did. And then she had an arms dealer come, and she's like, that guy could kill me in a heartbeat. He just, and that's when she stopped. She stopped reading people that are not referrals. You have to know how you got there.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
And I had, there was been some questionable people that have come through, and it's like, how do you be truthful without them making admit what they're doing? Because make them admit it, then you're on the other side for them.
Say that again.
I had one guy who was, I'm pretty sure he was a pornographer that had come through and had just come out of prison, but I didn't know that. I just said, things have been recently shifted. You've been in, been behind the scenes for a while, and now you're back out front. And we talked how he'd worked his way up from the business as a pornographer. But I could see that then he stopped it all when he had daughters. He had twin girls.
Mm-hmm.
And now he was trying to figure out what else to do to make money that was equally illegal. But I said, I can't tell you that. I can't give you any information. This is what I can suggest, using your skills in a positive way. But I can't go there with you because, then I would be complicit and you'd have to kill me. And he said, you're right. And I said, okay. We can also see people with these same charts who have made very different choices, that it's always up. We can see this is how it would play out if you were going for it in a selfish way, and this is how it would play out if you were trying to figure out how to save all sentient beings with the very same chart, because there will be people born at exactly that moment who've made different choices.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that how challenging it might be, but every single person can make the choice to use their particular dynamics in a good way.
Right. Yeah, it's totally.
Yeah,
true.
It's very important to remember, and it allows room for change. You can decide to use your energy differently, which hopefully we'll see with some of these charts.
Right. And I think, the chart of the moment where the victim is such a strong archetype, we think of Christ on the cross as a Piscean, the world sees him as Piscean, the way that we know he's not. But that the image of the victim being the leader and speaking up, as we are watching all these kids speaking out in favor of responsible gun control is a beautiful piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
that's
just
turning the modality around. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and that also was one of those things when we were younger. I mean, I know I would come home and say to my mother, "You're making my hair smell," you know, and I roll the window down, big drama, you know, and the kids nagging the parents to quit smoking. "Mom, you're going to die, you're going to die." And, you know, and the parents are like, "Leave me alone," you know. So that also is a very powerful energy, because children have an amazing way to speak the truth and kind of get your attention, because they're not blocked by things. They're not dealing with all the adult issues of, well, who likes who and why do they like this one. And they're just plain old straight. You know, it's not fun to go to school and get killed. You know? Thank you very much.
Right.
If you're not going to keep
Thank
us safe.
Thank you very
much. And I think we already see it. You know, we have all these guns. You know, we have to go through airport security. Do we really want to spend our tax dollars on that? Or is there just an easier way to work this? Just even enforcing the laws we have.
And, you know, because America is so, you know, I'd like to make it national. My dream is there's national health, and we don't have individual health insurance companies. And so all those individual health insurance companies can work on insuring all the gun owners, and they would patrol who's worthy of, you know, like if you have an assault rifle, your insurance is going to be like $50,000 a year.
Right.
Because they're going to have, they're responsible for the danger of that gun.
Right.
And so that's my hope, that we would have, that could be a self-regulating process. And yes, like there's cars that are uninsured, there would be guns that are uninsured, but they could be confiscated the minute they were found.
Right. Well,
so
it's
do we
not
have any
saying
on...
don't do it, but it's saying, you know, do it responsibly. And of course, assault weapons
have...
really weren't made in the northern when NRA was formed. But that's great to have that that chart. So I hope the sex trade person writes us back and lets us know if we're correct when things go down.
Right. We'd love to hear that. And do we have any other comments for people for this week ahead?
A lot of Neptune, really up in the air, very emotional, very fluid, people really feeling deeply energized and also sometimes really sleepy and tired. I know I took a little nap this afternoon and somebody said, a friend over fell asleep on her. And she goes, you know, you went to sleep and you were talking in your sleep. I'm like, I was? You were going on about, well, we're at a big transition time, you know, so clearly I was doing an astrology reading in my sleep. But she said it was like having a reading with you. I don't know who you were reading, but you were having a conversation with somebody.
And it was a good reading.
It was a good
I think you're absolutely right that we need a lot of time for our subconscious to rev. We need a lot of extra sleep, extra time. We're processing the whole year before everything kicks into gear. March 6th, Mercury and Venus go into Aries, and the energy is going to really shift gears. So dream now. Let's kind of figure out what we want to do. For the year. And what we know what we're doing around March 11th. Is that correct?
Yeah, March 10th, 11th.
March 10th,
we're having
March
11th. We're having a lecture
workshop
here in New York. Heather's going to be in New York. You can sign up on my website and also on EventZilla. Google Access Astrology and find it that way, or go to my website, astroanne.com. It's also on Facebook.
Go to Access Astrology on Facebook.
Access Astrology on Facebook. So we're going to Heather's in town. We're going to be doing a workshop on finding all different things in your chart: joy, talent, skills, excitement, and using a potpourri
resources
of astrological techniques. So it's going to be an interesting group, and you can come at whatever level you are because you'll learn something. And we have people self-select themselves into higher or lower competencies of astrology. So we work with you in all different ways. So sign up, It's time. We need enrollment. Yay!
Okay.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye and good luck and sleep well, dream good dreams, and support the good changes coming up from Montana. And Mark.
And Mark Waltz from New York City saying keep the faith and walk the walk.
Yeah. And Ann Ortley in New York at the bright red desk on a 79-degree day. With the window open and the breeze blowing in the window. Yay!
Amazing.
Yeah,
well, you take
tomorrow,
care,
but
and we'll
79 today. Yeah.
See you. Amazing. We'll see you all next week. Take
okay.
care.
Around the, see you around the Blog Talk Cooler next week. Have a great week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.